say, have our young disciples come down, but apparently you're waiting on them. Tell you what. Good morning, good morning. Good to see you. Keep full of it. So I have kind of a sticky question to ask y'all this morning. And it's not really a sticky question for you guys as much as it may be for your parents. Let's talk about pets. Oh, man. So, now I know Miss Tucker can relate. She's got lots of pets, right? Yeah. I like to keep. But pets can be a really wonderful addition to the family, right? They can be. I mean, there's many kinds. There's miniature horses, there's dogs, there's cats, lizards, fish. Yeah. I wouldn't go a snake. You don't want to ask my mom about that. That didn't work out well for me. I want you to think about that requires a lot of care, and it requires a lot of responsibility, right, to look after a pet. And every day, it's not like, I just don't feel like it today, or, I'm not going to get clean water or good, food. No, not today, maybe tomorrow. It's every day. You've got to provide care for those pets, right? You've got to have that kind of responsibility for those pets. And you need to see that they get good exercise and good food and clean water and plenty of love, right? You've got to be able to do that.
Like Charlie's care.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And so you've got to be able to be trustworthy. Right? That's the big word, is being trustworthy to that pet. And be able to provide all of those things. And it's kind of expensive to have a pet, because you've got to provide a place to have exercise and food and water and those kinds of things that they need. So, in one of our readings this morning, Jesus talks about responsibility, right? And that's a big word, especially for you little guys, responsibility. But being trustworthy in that way. He says, whoever doesn't bear his own cross, whoever doesn't have that responsibility and come after me, be responsible, can't be my disciple. That's a tough statement from Jesus, right? That we've got to be responsible. When we say we're going to do something, we do it, right? We do it to the best of our ability, right? We are responsible and trustworthy, and we want to follow through with our word. And we want to be able to do that, especially as it relates to a pet, because that's an everyday responsibility. But if you're not going to be able to do that, then you've got to have somebody who can help you to do that, right? And thankfully, what we have every day to help us get through our day, right? Our day for being responsible is Jesus. Jesus is with us every day. He loves us every day, right? He provides that love for us every day. Even some days when we forget to love back. Some days that just happens. And he's still there for us. Still being responsible, still being trustworthy. And ours is to live back into that, right? Be trustworthy back.
Like being good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So think about that this week. Think about it as we move back into school. We move back into responsibilities. We're coming out of summer. And we're like Preston and Nicholas this morning. We helped out with men of the church breakfast this morning and cleaning up a little bit. Yeah. When we think about that, we're picking up our clothes in our room. Maybe we're learning how to do laundry. Maybe we're learning how to pick up and take out the trash. Maybe we're just helping the parents out, you know, making it a little bit easier throughout the whole day. Or if you have a pet, you take the responsibility to feed and water and exercise. Not just the pet, but how about yourself? Yeah. Will y'all pray with me this morning? How do we do that? That's right, Preston. Put our hands together, right? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today, for the assurance you give us, the gratitude that we try to live into of your Son, Jesus. We're so grateful that he loves us and that he's trustworthy and that we try and live into being responsible and give love back. Remind us that you are with us always in all things. We give thanks. Son's name we pray, and all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. You guys stay up here for a minute, just a skinny minute. I've got a little something I need to do. Or attending or have taught Sunday school, would you stand? Yeah. And I'd just like for y'all to look around a little bit and see all teachers. You can sit down. Thank you. Is that when we look at certainly the example that Becky has given us to the littlest of these, is that we all have a strong responsibility to teach. And we never know who's watching. But we kind of do, don't we? And that we're teachers, all of us, whether we stood or not. People are watching and observing and soaking it in and seeing how to do what we do. I had a friend of mine email me this week and let me know that from Joe Ward's sermon, the reflection of God is in all of us. And so in that reflection, people are able to see Jesus in us, in all things that we do. We are all disciples, all young disciples. Thank you. And that we need to remember that as we go about our day, as if we're in the office, or at the grocery store, or the dry cleaner, or at an intersection, wherever we are, that we reflect that of Christ within us in all things that we do, and that God gives us that opportunity of reflection in all things. And that's beautiful, beautiful joy to be able to do that. We get to do that. That's awesome, awesome responsibility. not just the littlest of these, but to each one of us in a spirit of joy and Christian fellowship. So will you pray with me? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer, you have given the church the command to bring the children to you that they may find hope and the promise of everlasting life with you. Therefore, we ask for help this morning, help and support of our pastors and our leaders and our teachers as they assist our parents in nurturing the baptismal faith of your little lambs. You alone can preserve them in faith against all the evil influence of this world, yet you have given us the task, no, the privilege and the means to nurture the faith of all of our children. You alone can create faith and hope and love in these children, yet you call these men and women to teach your holy word in thought and in word and in deed. So we ask your blessing. We ask for your blessing on the instruction that is offered in our Sunday schools and in our daily courses. May your word nourish and sustain all who hear it. We ask to bring all the teachers to realize not only the importance of their vocations, but also that you promise to be with them and they too are children of God, redeemed with your holy and precious blood. Give them the wisdom and understanding and ability to proclaim to the children entrusted to their care the truth of your word that provides the certainty of salvation, the certainty that you have won for them. And may the lives of our teachers so agree with your instruction that they may always be shining examples of Christian virtue among us all.